As we salute spring and bid a none too fond farewell to the snow and the sub-zero temps, you may well be making your plans to visit northern Michigan this summer. Well, that's where businesses like Mackinac Island's Grand Hotel or other resorts, golf courses, restaurants, and marinas are facing the challenge of a summer labor shortage. Ken Winter wrote about the issue recently for Dome Magazine. Ken, why is it such a problem for northern Michigan businesses like the Grand Hotel to find enough workers?
Well, I think owner Dan Musser put it quite aptly. There are only 492 people that live on Mackinac Island, and he needs nearly 700 workers. So he doesn't have a local labor pool and has to try to reach out as much as he can to the local labor pool in northern Michigan. But because of logistics, it's pretty difficult for him to always fill enough spots.
Logistics meaning trying to entice
to
people to move to the island for a few months out of the year.
He found himself having to always find places for people to live so they could work at the hotel because it just doesn't work, going over on the ferries all the time. And even so, he was telling me recently that he put over $1.2 million in improvement for people to stay in places that he provides, and that still hasn't really eased the local labor problem. So he's had to, for a long time, reach out to the foreign market.
We see in your story for Dome that Dan Musser of the Grand Hotel actually works with a couple of visa programs to get foreign seasonal workers, and that sometimes people think that these programs are used to get cheap labor. But tell us how that is not true.
Well, the requirements for the visa program, particularly the ones that that aren't for students, require them to pay premium wages to get those people in addition to the money they have to pay themselves. Dan's large enough at the Grand Hotel that they use their own HR department to recruit these people to come up from foreign countries to work. And in addition to that, he has to provide housing. And to be competitive, he pays a lot more to improve and have better housing than other resorts.
So what I'm hearing then is because of the with this visa program, he's actually paying more for those workers from foreign countries than he would if it was someone who came from Michigan.
Yes. For the 300 additional people he has to find that he can't find, within the region, it's a very expensive program for him to operate.
So what do you feel, having talked to these people and having lived in the North Country for so long, what should they be doing to really attract and recruit these summer employees?
Well, I know there's some effort on part of the state to hold job fairs across the state a little bit, but I would think more emphasis to assist these seasonal workers, employment places, to bring up seasonal workers would certainly help. But Dan tells me, for example, he's advertised in all the major newspapers or news outlets, websites across the state, and has worked closely with the state to bring people to his place, but that seems to be a perennial problem. There's another area that I came across. I have a friend that owns a landscaping business in Harbor Springs, and he finally gave up and has to just automatically every year hires 19 people from Mexico to come up and do work with his landscaping business because he can't find local people that want to do the work. And I found that true with other landscaping nursery operations across the north.
Which I find interesting when you realize that this was a problem through the Great Recession. So even, people who were living downstate and couldn't get jobs at home, they weren't willing to head up north for the summer?
No, apparently not. And that surprises me.
I think it's going to surprise really a lot of people when you think of this labor shortage throughout northern Michigan. Is there really a long-term solution, or are they just going to have to kind of keep limping by and trying to use these extra tactics to try to get foreign workers?
I don't see a change. And, of course, the Grand Hotel, unlike Boyne Resorts, that operates pretty much except for maybe April year-round, either skiing or for golf, or for some of the other recreational activities. The Grand has that unique situation where they basically open unofficially the last week in April, and then they close up the last day of October. They only have a short season. And I went to the 125th anniversary 2 years ago and happened to go a little early and watched Dan, his late father, then present awards to all the people that have come up seasonally for year after year, many of them more than 10 years. And he said, quite frankly, that if it wasn't for this dedicated group of people, we wouldn't have a hotel.
Well, that gives you pause to really consider, because that is really one of the crown jewels in Michigan's tourist crown, if you will.
And I think that they really treat their people extremely well. I mean, it's interesting. I've been going to that hotel now for 34 consecutive summers myself. And you get to know the people, and you realize that they're very happy. And they sort of consider themselves part of a family.
Ken Witter is the former editor and publisher of the Petoskey News Review, and his piece on Northern Michigan's domestic labor shortage appeared in Dome Magazine. And at the very least, Ken, you've got us thinking forward into the summer when we can be on Mackinac or be at Boyne and be on a golf course and not be tromping through snow. So this is all good.
Well, as always, it's a pleasure to be with you.